Well, Collingwood. Well, from our end, everything went wrong, but Collingwood made that happen. So, really, boiled down to two simple points that our midfield got obliterated, didn't compete in the manner we expect around the ball. Starting the ruck work, I thought we got dominated there. We had to send up another big man to help. And our poor positioning and bodywork, gave the field position. But and then when we won the ball back, I thought we defended okay early, but our ability to adapt or desire to adapt to the positions and surge the ball, take some ground, and we're fiddling around with the ball and just handballing 1-1, and we should have kicked. So ultimately, that's what we've trained, obviously. So we didn't want that to occur. So that were the two things. Centre back stoppages, we got annihilated. Ruck work and first possession. So that's about competing at all levels. And then when we did get the ball, you know, there's times we're in reasonable position, take one-on-ones, take ground position, take grass, and we finessed and turned it over and they scored. So, well, they got ground position to have another stoppage that was struggling at. So they were the two most obvious, but, like, we looked at the guys at half-time and, you know, they looked pristine. So we just set it up to, certainly wasn't animated at quarter-time or half-time, just said, look, we've got a bit of a hole, we need to work our way through. And at half-time, we just set it up to compete, you know, just pretty much accountable all over the ground. And I thought we turned it around in the third quarter and we're a fluke chance, really. We probably could have been a couple of goals closer. We slaughtered the ball, a little bit of attacking mid. So we said, let's swing the club and have a go. But the true form of the game came out. They won the clearances again and turned the ball over on us. But, you know, they found lots of time and space. We couldn't find any. So that was the size of it, I think. So, yeah, we're, you know, disappointed.
Good results and good performances in recent weeks. Is this a step backwards?
Well, I think that's obvious. Yeah, I think it's obviously a step back. Really disappointed Friday night footy MCG. We'd spoken about that. We knew they were, and we've got plenty of members and fans. You're on the national stage. We'd like our young players and our leaders to really stand up, but that didn't occur. So flabbergasted in some respects what we zissed up in the first half. So I never separate myself. Clearly there's somewhere in our preparation that allowed that to happen that I'm responsible for in my coaching team. But like last week, we don't take all the credit and we don't take all the blame this week. So they're a club under siege, obviously, you know, with Eddie being put through the ringer, and they seem to be galvanised, obviously, and responded in a manner that we would like to see ourselves respond in.
Talk about clean uniforms at half-time. Are you saying that you probably didn't have a crack?
Well, I'm saying we're non-competitive in the first half, so you can put whatever consonants and vowels, string them all together and make whatever words you want, but at the end of the day, we didn't compete fiercely around the ball, and the other team really got to work around the coalface and walked out of stoppages, and really, I think our guys tried in the ruck, but the other guys were just better than them.
Were there any warning signs pre-game about that?
No.
What can you take going forward, or what can we expect sort of after the bye on the team? What sort of response against Melbourne?
What sort of response?
What do you want
yeah,
to see?
Yeah, well, I think we all know what we'd like to see. I think coming in, we'd played, it was most pleasing against Port, really, our competitiveness, our attack on the ball and the man. That's what we would like to see. So we have the break, and then we go to Darwin. I'm pretty sure we go to Darwin up there, and then we've got Geelong at home. So look, there's some valuable lessons to be learned here, but they're only lessons if you learn, aren't they? So yeah, I see they're really disappointed, my players do. So there's no yelling and just berating. We just feel we've let ourselves down. We've made some progress, and but again, for Blakely and Weller and those sort of guys, and Tucker, you can't buy that experience. You've got to go through that. So we're understanding of that. But I thought the senior players last week really stood up for them. But today they didn't lead like they've been leading, so that makes it quite difficult.
I think 28-29, big guys, how restricting and limiting is that for
what you
want
to
achieve in the second half of the year?
Well, I certainly got some challenges with that. Hopefully we didn't lose any tonight. There's bits and pieces, but look, it's significant. There's no shying away from that. But we'll work our way through that. you know, we didn't talk about it at the end of after the game last week. So I certainly, all clubs have their challenges. Obviously, it's significant. We aim to get one or two back after the bye. We didn't play our emergencies. We won't fly them back because we can't risk them sort of getting hurt. So really, we've only got a live about 25, 26 to pick from. That's life.
Sorry, one of your less experienced guys was Sam Collins down back. Can you tell us a bit about?
Yeah, well, his background's Box Hill, 22-year-old key defender who's been given he's earned an opportunity, and obviously without Johnson playing, he's and Alex Pearce, I thought he competed really well. You know, he took some opportunities. I thought his roll-off stuff was good. He's still working on his body work against some bigger players, but there were some good signs there for a young player, relatively inexperienced.
When you talk about guys coming back from injury, do you mean straight into the senior side? Are there guys ready to come back against Melbourne?
I was saying they're available and they can play. Might be Hughes and Griffin. Look, I think on tonight, Griffin will come straight back in as an available ruckman. I think that's a no-brainer. Without being disrespectful to anybody. And Hughes is a young player that we had in that we'd like to get up and going, but you'd like to give him an opportunity to succeed and not throw him under the bus. So he'll go back to Peel and hopefully force his way in. And Yaron's starting to build, so hopefully in 2 or 3 weeks, Shane Yaron, he'll play tomorrow. You know, we can have a good look at him.
You talk about pieces out of 2 months. Is Neil okay?
Yeah, I think it was just a stinger. Yeah, look, he's been good all year. I thought he was down tonight, not his best. I thought Walters went in the midfield after half time and really lit us up in there and turned it around. I thought Hill's second half, he started to move. So there's some bits and pieces. Yeah, I thought Sidebottom had the better of him.
Where's that Clark at the moment? He's got a fair bit of criticism.
Yeah, well, we all get criticism. Yeah, he'd be disappointed. He wasn't his best. But as I said, I don't think our guys come to get beaten. But it's a really competitive jungle. I thought his second half was better. But yeah, he'd walk away. I think Jack and him would both walk away. If you think that's your role in the team, they'd probably say, well, we didn't execute our role. I think that objectively we could all say that. But did they mean to get beaten, though?
Is that the most frustrating night, sitting in the box for you?
Oh, I wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah, well, it was disappointing. We come here with high expectations than what we're delivering on.
Killian McLaughlin's going to be hosting the coaches at his house this week. You're not intended to stay on and attend that meeting?
So what was the question?
Killian, are you going to stay?
Am I attending? Yeah. I'd love to be there. Gillen. Gillen's doing a wonderful job. And all the coaches get there, but I've got to get back to Perth and conduct our review, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah, the way I feel at the moment, I'd be tempted to stay and have a nice glass of red. Thanks, guys.